Well, we are opening up our inbox and we have Joshua Rogers back to answer our question. Another one from a female. Hey, Joshua.
Hey.
Hey. You said in the past that you're, I think, like me, an equal opportunity offender. So we're looking forward to you being very frank yet kind in addressing this issue. Our listener says, about a year ago, I met someone that I really connect with, but I have a lot of doubts about whether or not it could work. And sometimes I feel like I may still have romantic feelings for an old flame that seems to be giving me hope that he wants to be with me. I'm at a fork in the road. Should I go toward a loving relationship with a guy who embraces me with open arms, but about which I have some doubts, or wait for the old flame to take some action steps toward me? The truth is, I'm afraid of waiting for someone better and ending up alone.
You know, I want to be gracious. This is one of those Jesus take the wheel moments where I'm having to rein it in. Mm-hmm. I literally prayed when I saw this, Holy Spirit, please help me, because I just want to go nuts on this listener. And the thing is, whoever you are out there, I realize that, you know, you don't mean to be a player, but you are.
You mean you're saying there are women players? What?
Oh, yes, there are.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So here's the thing. I understand you like keeping your boy buddy around because, you know, if things don't work out with the real winner, you know, the one you really want, hey, at least you've got the loser instead of being alone. Do you hear yourself? I mean, like, do you really hear that? You are willing to subject the first guy to a life with a woman who thinks he's kind of, sort of, the one she might want. Also, you won't be alone. I mean, look, truth is, that's selfish. Cut this guy loose. I mean, this is going to sound harsh, but he really does deserve better than a woman who's basically just sticking around to use him in the event that she doesn't get a better deal. And look, I'll say this also. I've engaged with a lot of our audience members, and I have no doubt that plenty of women in our audience would be interested in a guy who welcomes them with open arms. And I hope that this guy actually ends up with one of those women before you finally throw your hands up and decide that if you can't get your old flame back, you'll settle for a guy like this. Look, I'm not saying that you've got to stay with this guy. Not at all. I'm just saying that if you're going to stick around, it better not just be because he's basically your marriage insurance policy. You know, the word says, Jesus, he says, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And I want you to imagine, you know, you being super interested in a guy. And he's like, yeah, you're so great, kind of, because I like you. But if this other woman shows up, I'm done. You're lucky if you serve punch at our wedding. You know, that's unkind. It's just you're being unkind. And I'll tell you this, what I do applaud you for is you're being honest about where your heart is. And I truly am applauding you for that. At least you're being up front with yourself, even though you're not being up front with him. Anyway, this is a whole other issue, but truly, I am, this one bothers me. It really does.
Well, and I would say too, I mean, just one thing I want to add is the fact that it doesn't seem like old flame is that great of a prospect either. I mean, he seems to be just kind of hanging back and being lazy and using her, you know, giving her, quote, hope that he wants to be with me. Well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't put your eggs in that basket either, right?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Listen, guys have a great way of showing whether they're interested. And when they are, I mean, they let you know.
Yeah.
This guy clearly isn't.
Yeah. I think, it seems like it's not going anywhere. All right. Great thoughts from Joshua Rogers, you guys. Do write to us, editor@boundless.org, and hop over to the blog. Let us know your thoughts right there. Make sure you are sharing the show with your friends. Again, Boundless, we provide a lot of content, a lot of resources, but we are also a community, and we want to make sure that your voice is heard there. So do that, and we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.